It is Press Conference Extra. We are an Andy Heaton light. It was a luxury problem that we had, where we had everyone constantly fit and available, and you know, illnesses not knocking around the camp. I've got Neil Jones with me as we go through, and that to me was your key takeaway, Neil. 2 or 3 weeks ago, somebody asked me about the luxury problem of having so many players available. If anyone asks me that again, I kick them out of the room.
Yeah.
He was unequivocal, and yeah. I suspect the illness question here, we're not going to get an answer to it. We shouldn't ask for an answer to it in the grand scheme of things, but it does seem as though it may well have hit Liverpool hard.
Yeah, I mean, not just illness, but injury as well. You know, with, I think the Thiago one in particular, it must have just hit Klopp a little bit, in the sense of like, that was a luxury, wasn't it? You know, that if you talk about a luxury problem, like having him to come back would have been like seen as sort of number one, kind of like, oh, what a bonus that could be at the end of this season. And then to have him to come back in a losing cause, in a sort of really disappointing game for such a short space of time, and to lose him again, I think that might just have sort of tipped him over the edge in terms of his mood around the whole, God, because actually, you know, one of them is a suspension with Konate. Obviously, Conor Bradley's an extenuating circumstance, but you can't plan for and do anything about. The others, you know, Salah's not far away. Szoboszlai, it sounds like he's not too far away. Endo's back, Trent's back, Robertson's back, Tsimikas is back. They're actually probably more good news than bad, but maybe it's just the kind of like, we can't just have good news. It has to be littered with a little bit of bad as well. And fingers crossed that, you know, the flu, whatever it was that he said. I mean, Gomez didn't train yesterday. He was missing from the pictures. So I think it's fair to draw a line and say maybe he was the guy who's had it, but he couldn't train. There might be more who couldn't train today.
And I think part of this, whether it's today, yesterday, whatever, I think there's a little part of this where I think he'll be looking forward to this week.
Yeah.
And I think he'll also be looking forward to next week.
Yeah.
And again, as part of the Thiago element of that as well, because this is it now. He's got 2 weeks. And if he's looking forward, you know, his last day of training before this game, he's probably looking at it thinking to himself, and I haven't got everyone. And this mad thing's happened again. And I just think he just looked like he was wearing that heavy to me today.
Yeah, possibly. And I mean, we just said there, maybe he's affected by it, or some of his staff potentially. You know, we always talk about the players, don't we? But it could be.
Three of rang in sick this morning. He's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. You know, you've got. Exactly, but you know, even if you just feel like that, and you know, maybe the energy sapped a little bit in your sort of circle because people are not well, then that can obviously have an impact.